the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome,
our
folks.
Own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Thanks for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon on this August 19th, 2019. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, sometimes even lively. You're welcome to participate at 800-313-9443. Another great day in the history of the Trump phenomenon. No, this is... people have talked about Donald Trump's... I talk about Donald Trump as the best journalist that I have in presenting news. He is amazing. He is on, he presents himself to the media more than anybody. If he goes into or out of a meeting, if he travels somewhere, if he gets on a helicopter or plane, he will walk out to the baying wolves of the media, and he will talk sometimes for half an hour, sometimes for an hour. He will take dozens of questions. He's the most accessible president ever. I mean, that's just one of the features about Donald Trump. He is truly one of the most, he is the most accessible president ever. And then he makes himself very, very accessible on his Twitter account, which we'll be using again today. Let's see what he has to say. And here we go. He's going to keep you up to date on the news. Here it is right here. Let me hit refresh on his Twitter account. His most recent tweet is all of 55 minutes ago. And great humorous image. He says, "I promise not to do this to Greenland." He has a picture of some cabins on a hillside overlooking a bay, which is, I guess, a scene of Greenland. And then photoshopped in the middle of it is a giant golden tower, like the which of the buildings in Las Vegas is that one that's got gold plated windows? So striking. It's real gold. Anyway, Trump says, "I won't do that." So here's the news coming in. 1 hour ago, he says, "I had a great discussion with Prime Minister Boris Johnson," that is of Great Britain, "today. We talked about Brexit and how we can move rapidly on a US-UK free trade deal. I look forward to meeting with Boris this weekend at the G7 in France." So let's go to the G7 in France. Oh, it's in Biarritz. Oh, I've got my own history there in Biarritz. That's right there on the extreme south western corner of the, what do they call it, the hexagon, the hexagonal shape of France. So let's look forward to that. That's going to be 24th, 25th, and 26th of August 2019 in Biarritz. There will be eight, even though it's called the G7, there will be eight invited countries. And let's see, the members, I'll just go by the flags here. Looking at the flags, the members are France, the United States, Britain, Japan, Germany, Italy, and Canada. Those are the original seven. Invited partners, it's a real test of my familiarity with flags, are Australia, South Africa. These are little flags. Well, there's Ireland. Let me see if I can find a list. Oh, this is good news. I know you were worrying about this. In order to limit the use of plastic bottles at the G7 summit in Biarritz, the organization of the summit is offering environmentally friendly water canteens to every journalist coming to Biarritz. Okay. All right, so let's go back to Donald Trump. So Donald Trump and Boris Johnson will meet face-to-face in Biarritz. This is going to be wonderful. And apparently the two men like each other and resonate with each other. So this is a great thing. And Boris Johnson, it looks like he's being straight up about taking Britain out of the EU. And if this happens, this is a tremendous moment for the Trump phenomenon. This is the Trump phenomenon finally breaking out in Britain. Then the president, another more tweets from the president. A lot of tweets concerning Judicial Watch. And let's see what he tweets here. He says, he's tweeting about the great event in Manchester, New Hampshire, and he shows a video of the humongous, as he would say, huge crowd there in Manchester. The red Make America Great Again hats, just a sea of these hats. I've got my three of my own. They're $25 each at a Trump event. Massive overflow crowds, he writes, in New Hampshire last week. Couldn't get into packed. He's showing the huge crowd that couldn't get into the packed SNHU arena. What does SNHU stand for? Southern New Hampshire University, maybe? Fake and corrupt news would like you to believe otherwise. And all these people are happy. When's the last time you went to an event where there were 10,000 people outside the gate who couldn't get in, who had some of them been there for a day waiting to get in, some who had driven hundreds of miles, brought their children, couldn't get in, and yet they're still smiling and happy and cheering. As Rudy Giuliani said about the New Hampshire event, in which he was present in the front row, there's nothing like it ever in American or any other history. There is nothing like the Trump phenomenon. Think about it. I mean, if you think I'm exaggerating, tell me what in American history it is like the Trump phenomenon. Anything comparable? I'm learning the 45 presidents with my kids here as a homeschooling activity. We're all going to know. You know, that's funny. I never learned all 45 presidents myself. Here I am, 71 years old. And so I'm finally going to learn all 45 presidents. And one of the first things I learned in studying the presidents with my kids is, you know, Donald Trump is president number 45. So you assume blithely that there are 45, total of 45 different men who've been president. Wrong. There have actually been 44 men who were president of the United States. Grover Cleveland is counted twice. Anyway, as you go through all these different presidents, and you know, I'm learning them all now, really obscure stuff like, what's Rutherford B. Hayes' middle name? Burchard. Wow, that's an interesting one. And some of the presidents didn't have a first lady to whom they were married. The first lady was their daughter. There was one president, in fact, whose wife declined to be the first lady. I'm trying to remember who that was. Was it Rutherford Burchard Hayes' wife? Anyway, I'll know all of that soon enough, thanks to homeschooling. And my kids are going to know all the presidents and lots of other things that aren't taught in the public schools. And I'll keep you updated on that as I wade into homeschooling. Now here is an important tweet from the president. And we've got two callers hanging out waiting on us here, Tom in Florida and Robert in California. So we're going to go there in just a moment, but let me relay this tweet from the president. This is an important one. Wow. I haven't seen this report. This is 9 hours ago. The president tweets, wow, report just out. Google manipulated from 2.6 million to 16 million votes for Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. This was put out, this report, by a Clinton supporter, not a Trump supporter. Google should be sued. My victory was even bigger than thought. And then he gives us his reference here, Judicial Watch, headed by Tom Fitton. And I haven't seen the report. That's something I'll look at that during one of the breaks, and I'll bring that back to you. I agree with the president. Wow. Now, remember, Robert Epstein said he thought that the social media had the power to change the vote outcome by as much as 12 million votes. And that's out of how many votes? It's, I think, just something over 100 million votes in a presidential election. So a power to change the outcome by more than 10%. Let's go to the callers here and not make them wait any longer. Tom in Florida. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, James. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Yeah, James, I want to talk, first off, the court ruled today that the FBI's got to hand over more documents of the Steele dossier. So we'll see where that leads to. And, you know, talking about this this whole witch hunt against Trump with Mueller, $38 million spent on this. You could have spent that money on better things. They knew there was no Russia collusion. The collusion was with Hillary. And the real collusion is not with the Russians, with the Chinese. But they're stealing our secrets and every other thing they can, and they're manipulating our currency and all that. What these demon rats are getting away with is the most filthiest thing that Hollywood couldn't even write a script for this one. I mean, this is beyond dark. This is the Kabbalah of dark angels running Hollywood and every other thing. But, James, I didn't really call you to talk about Trump and the dossier and all that and Mueller, this imbecile. But I called
Tom, you, Tom, now hang on. Yeah, no, hey, that's good. That's good, Tom. By the way, just to let me comment on that, I love you callers out there. That's a frequent style of callers, is to say something, you know, give a presentation to the audience, which I appreciate, but tend to say, that's not what I really called about. I love it when you guys do that. So, okay, so that was interesting what you said. I love all that information that was in your preface. Now, what did you really call about? Go ahead.
What I really called about, it was really perplexing to you and me and everybody else that listens to your show, James. Okay, and you got one guy the other day, I was listening to you, you called you a liar constantly. And you literally kept speaking on, you wouldn't take my call, but that was understandable because you're trying to do your show. But what really is perplexing me is all of a sudden, You got all these women, these blonde-haired women in California complaining about the homelessness. And in the meantime, you got all these crazy people, and I just don't understand it. I really don't.
You're getting a bunch of beeps there from blonde-haired women, Tom.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, James. But, you know, what I'm trying to say is all these people are fleeing the state of California, Mexifornia, whatever you want to call it, and the homelessness is going off the chain. San Francisco's got the poop control. L.A.'s got the whatever you want. I mean,
yes.
In Chicago, they call Chicago Chirac.
But go ahead. It's a hell of a story. What's your key point?
My key point is this, James. Where was the media for the last 20 years talking about this homeless situation? This homelessness has been going on for years with Anaheim, by Disneyland. And you got, listen, James, you got these people living in tents, but you got illegal aliens, 7 million illegals in the state of California. 7 million. Not 1 million, not 5 million, 7 million, according to Hannity.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, no, I know up close and personal, firsthand. I know the story of the illegal invasion of California. It is mind-boggling, and it's interesting that people like Nancy Pelosi are right at the center of that. You know, right at the center of all of that. So, yes, it's an amazing, amazing story.
Nancy Pelosi's worth, according to what they showed on the news the other day, she's worth $48 million. Her husband's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. This guy Epstein that just supposedly killed himself, which is a bunch of crap, he was worth $577 million in assets. Okay, and he's got these $1 million, he has $18 million in cars alone, in helicopters. Okay? And this guy's going to go kill himself, but he's going to...
Now, this is what I put in my show summary for yesterday, Tom. And Tom, if I ever don't, you know, bring you on the air, I'm not blocking you out of the calls here. It's that you are our most frequent caller, so I just try to.
James, I haven't talked to your show in months.
No, hang on.
About 2 months.
Okay, Tom, I know, but you are our most frequent caller. So I just try to vary it up, and that's all there is. That's all there is to it, Tom.
James, I've been in the hospital for 6 weeks. I've been in a hospital for six weeks.
I understand that. But it is a cold, hard fact, Tom. You're the most frequent caller.
Okay, fine.
I'm not objecting to that. It's a statistical. No, it's a statistical fact. So so it's not as if you're not getting airtime. Those are all good points that you made. Very, very good. And I appreciate you calling in, Tom. Let me go to another caller here. In fact, I think in California, yes, Robert in California. What's on your mind, Robert?
How you doing, buddy?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. I hope North Dakota is treating you well lately.
Yeah, well, you know what? There are a lot of California license plates out here.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry to hear that. I wanted to bring up something that might ruffle your feathers a little backward. I want to talk about Judge Jeanine, if you don't mind.
Oh, and by the way, what are those California license plates? It's on my 82 Thunderbird.
We don't have time to talk about California license plates right now, man. Okay. Let's talk about something a little bit more serious here, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Please. Okay, listen. You were just talking yesterday on your show about how hard Judge Jeanine was to be able to access, and I just got through listening to her entire show on YouTube right before I called you. So we need to have a real discussion here, James, because you are representing.
Let me give an update. Robert.
Okay, go ahead. Give me your update.
Yeah, I'll give you an update on that. Are you the one that sent me that link yesterday?
Might have been.
Well, somebody sent me a link.
Why don't you hold me over the commercial? We'll talk
about
it.
Yes, yes, yes. Stay tuned, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Thanks for tuning us in, folks, here on August 19th. We've got Robert in California with us. And, Robert, I'm going to give the microphone back to you in just a second, but I want to give an update. Yesterday, I was tearing my hair out about the fact that YouTube manipulates patriots and skews returns and results, etc. Now, I stand corrected. The Jeanine Pirro YouTube of her Saturday show is in fact available on YouTube, and my search was flawed. I was searching for the keyword opening statement Jeanine Pirro, and that didn't produce a result. But when you just went with Jeanine Pirro and then the date August 17th, you did in fact get her show. So YouTube did have the show up, so I was wrong about that. However, look at the president's tweet today, Robert. I am not wrong. Donald Trump is not wrong. And Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch and Robert Epstein, the professor who's researching social media, all of these individuals are not wrong that the social media are, in fact, skewing returns. They are doing exactly what my cousin, George Orwell, Eric Arthur Blair, said they were doing, which is manipulating information to control the population. But now, Robert, your commentary. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. They're manipulating a lot of information, and there's no way around that. We've all seen that. Anybody who looks around different websites available to us nowadays, they see this kind of manipulation that's going on. So I don't fault you for not being able to notice what was going on there yesterday. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. And listen, James, we need to have a real talk for a second, because I really appreciate what you do.
We are, but
and
get to
I know that, well, listen, I know that you actually significantly donate to the Republican Broadcasting Network on your own end. And I don't know if you wanted it out there. I'm sorry. I'm just totally doxing you here. This is just, you know, how it is. So even though sometimes I really disagree with what you have to say, I've got to give you a lot of credit, brother, because you're keeping this broadcast network open for the rest of us to hear all about this, and I really appreciate that. But there's a lot of things that you've been saying lately that I take a little bit of disagreement with, and most of them have to do with this, like, you know, phenomenon of what Trump is doing. Look, the guy is a great guy, and I'll give you that. You know, he's really trying his best to do something positive.
Now, go to the worst one. Go to the one you disagree with me on the most. Go to the top of your list, due to brevity of time here. What have I said about Trump?
Can I go to the top of the list? Is there a chance I could go to the top of the list on what I disagree with you most? Would that be okay?
That's what I just said, yes.
Oh, I said, agree.
No, well, you misheard me. Yeah, what do you disagree with the most?
Okay, well, that's the fact that Trump is a human being, and you need to quit worshiping the guy like he's a golden calf, because he's not the answer to all of our problems. He is one simple guy that's up there trying to do his best, and he does have our best interest in mind, but we all need to realize that the guy is filled with just as many mistakes as you or I. It happens every day.
I heard what you said. But okay. No, he's not. We're not all the same. Not everybody has, you know, is just like everybody else. We've all done. He's just one guy.
Okay, let's not get caught off into the weeds here. I understand.
I'm not getting into weeds, Robert.
Please, Robert, look, I understand what you're saying.
Don't interrupt me, please.
Oh God. Okay, go ahead. Do your thing.
Just a response to your, you know, you're saying that I'm worshiping Donald Trump as the golden calf. I'm appreciating him as the most important patriot of our lifetimes, yours and mine and all the other patriots who listen to the show. And here's my question to anybody who says, well, Kelso, you're going overboard on that. And I put the question to you, Robert.
Well, Kelso, you really are going overboard on that.
No,
I'm
hang on.
With them. Robert, you're still Robert, going overboard on my, that, but go ahead.
Robert, I want you to name me your nominee, Robert's nominee, for the person you think has done as more than anybody else for all of us patriots, who has done more for us than Donald Trump. Name me one person who's done more for us patriots. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul. Okay, he's not dead yet. Has anybody noticed that Ron Paul isn't dead yet? That man has a lot of good things to say. If you want to look at what Ron Paul has to say, why don't you look at the Freedom Liberty Report that he puts on YouTube almost on a daily basis? Look at what Ron Paul has to say, and you tell me that man wouldn't be able to fix our country.
Robert, I have shaken Ron Paul's hand and talked to him personally in 13 different U.S. cities. So I know a lot about him.
You already know what I'm saying to you.
I've organized several of his rallies in 2008.
So you already know what I'm saying to you. You already
I love him. Yeah. I'll talk about him right after
this
break.
Let's talk about him.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, we're back, folks, and pleased to be talking to Robert in California. And Robert, let me, I may amaze you a little bit here with some Kelso lore about Ron Paul. You're wondering whether I appreciate sufficiently Ron Paul. Let me give you a few historical things about me. Ron Paul, in 2007 and 2008, that campaign, which was Ron Paul's most serious and the one that had the greatest success. It was the Ron Paul revolution. It was very much a precursor, a foreshadowing of the Donald Trump revolution. But let me just tell you this about myself. I told you I met Ron Paul personally in 13 different U.S. cities. In Boca Raton, I personally organized the Ron Paul event at the presidential debate, candidate debate. In Boca Raton, I personally, me and one other guy, we organized that event. I organized his event at the Jay Leno show in Burbank, California. I organized his cheering section and the march through all the other Republican hopefuls camps in Ames, Iowa, at the Iowa straw poll in I think it was August of 2007, August 7th, I think. I organized the Ron Paul event in St. Paul, Minnesota, outside the Republican convention. I was the guy running the Ron Paul cheering section there. and at other events. I met him in 13 cities, but I actually organized. If you think I'm treating Donald Trump as the golden calf, I'll tell you a better. You could make a better case that I was treating Ron Paul as the golden calf. I went hog wild over Ron Paul, and I still love the man. I think I appreciate his son Rand now even more than his father for this reason. Rand gets it on Donald Trump. Rand is a huge supporter of Donald Trump in a way that Ron as yet has not become. Ron has not yet thrown his huge and important weight in the Patriot cause. So if Ron Paul's listening to your voice and mine right now, I ask Ron Paul, please jump into the campaign now with a huge endorsement for Donald Trump. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, actually, I'm really glad to hear you say all that. I was kind of preparing myself after the commercial to give you a chance to respond before I went on. But don't you realize right now that our country is in a mess? I mean, I'm sure you realize that, right?
I think it's. We're on the edge of the cliff. Trump
I'll
said.
Leave it
Ron
at
Paul.
That.
Ron Paul was saying some of the same things, but Donald Trump said my candidacy in 2016 is our last chance.
Yeah. And absolutely, I agree with him in as much as that the Republican is probably the last chance. I mean, if we get a Democrat in office, we've already got a Democratic House. We're probably going to end up losing the Senate if we lose the presidency to a Democrat. I mean, and you look around the country right now, and you've got all these people that are, I don't know whether I need to blame the fluoride or what, man. Maybe they just missed their medication or something. But most of the people out here, they're insane, man. I don't even know how else to put it these days.
What the president tweeted about today. In his tweet, it began with the word wow. And he was referring to an article at Judicial Watch, which I have not yet read, but he said Judicial Watch put up this story that a Democrat researcher has said that Google skewed the vote in 2016 by anywhere from 2 to, and I forget what the other number was, but millions of votes. So to answer your question, you know, it's not their meds, I don't think. It's not that they're crazy. They're crazy or stupid. I think the most important factor in why our fellow citizens vote like idiots is, in fact, just what George Orwell, the picture he painted in 1948, the year I was born. He painted the picture. If somebody controls the flow of information into somebody's head, they can manipulate that person's thinking. It was an incredible. I think the book 1984 may be the most important book of the 20th century, just for that realization.
Well, yes, I agree with you in as much as that if you're only studying psychology 101, then everything in that book is going to kind of wow you. But once you get to psychology 301 or you go into sociology or child psychology, all of these things really matter. And all of those things in that book that are discussed, they start to, they become something in your mind that is only part of the process. And that's where I've gotten. I've looked into all these things and I really do clearly see what's going on around me and I don't like it. I don't like what's going on, and I don't even see anything we can do to really change this. That's the biggest problem here. There's nothing we can really do to change this. It's gotten out of control. James, I wish a better solution. I wish I had an answer, but I don't.
Okay. Well, now Ron Paul, just to give you a quote from the man himself that you referenced at the beginning. Ron Paul, I remember standing right next to Ron Paul. I mean, I could touch his I could touch him. He's right there. Ron Paul, I'm trying to remember which rally this was at. Might have been at Fort Worth. at the convention center there in Fort Worth, where the Texas Republican straw poll was being held. But the he said that he talked about that, you know, that famous saying that we have the different boxes. We got the soap box, we've got the jury box, we've got the ballot box, and then we got the ammo box. We got the cartridge box. Okay, yep. And this was surprising because Ron Paul is such a man of peace. He is such an opponent of warfare.
Well, he's also a man of reality. I mean, that's
Let me connect to what you're saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ron Paul said, he said, well, to answer your question, you know, what can we do? Well, Ron Paul answered that. He said, what we can do is it is not too late. It is not too late. Here's where he was right. Ron Paul was very right. He said to fight back politically is still very timely. We still can win. Now, Ron Paul got correct me, folks out there, shame on me for forgetting this, but I think Ron Paul got about 10% support among Republicans. Maybe it was a little higher than that.
It was about 11.3%. I'm pretty familiar with the number.
Oh,
and anybody can correct me. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Okay, well, that's good. And the thank you for your better memory. So the but he said we're still at the realm of the soapbox, which is what this radio show is, and at the realm of the jury box and the ballot box, which is what Ron Paul's campaign was all about. But he said if all these other boxes truly fail and we are only left with the cartridge box, he said, I like what you said. He is a realist. He said, if we end up with a cartridge box, so be it. Ron Paul said that. And the but when you say, what can we do? Donald Trump has answered even more profoundly than Ron Paul did. Ron Paul answered in theory. Well, it was an amazing thing for him to get, as you say, 11%.
Hey, James, do you mind if I cut in here for just a second and interrupt?
I know you're on a roll, but I really want to kind of say something. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I understand what you're talking about with Donald Trump trying his best to get things done in a beneficial manner. But have you noticed that everybody is against him? I mean, if you were up there trying to play president right now, let's just say, for example, if you, James Kelso, were up there trying to play president right now, and you had all the best ideas in the world. Hold on. I have not finished a sentence. Please listen to me.
Everybody's against him. What do you mean everybody's against him?
I'm not talking about the public. I'm not talking about the public, James. I'm talking about the people up there in power. And if you look at what's going on in power right now, every decision that Donald Trump tries to implement, there is a group of people there ready to fight him about it. Am I not correct? Is that not true?
I've been saying it for several years here, yes.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So if it were you, if it were James Kelso that were up there in office right now, and you had all the best ideas in the world to try to start implementing something to promote a better change for society, and you still had all of these idiots working against you, how far do you think you'd actually get? See, that's what Donald Trump is actually going through right now. And that's what people need to really understand. If you want to really display the quality of the Trump phenomenon, you need to start really helping people wake up to the fact that this man is trying, but he is not succeeding because of a lot of fluoridated idiots that are up there in power working against him. And that's something that I've been meaning to bring to your attention for a lot of days, bro.
Okay, well, hey, Robert.
A lot of days that I've been listening to you, and I'm not even hearing this.
Well, Robert,
you need to wake up to this, please.
Okay, well, Robert, okay. I kind of think I have for several years. But listen, I love everything you just said, and I appreciate all of your thoughts, and I agree with you. Everything you said, I concur with every single word you said. So how's that? How you like them apples?
I'm just waiting for you to continue. It's your show, bro.
Okay. Well, thanks, Robert. I'm going to read. I've got a couple more callers, Wayne in Texas and Murr in Wisconsin. I'm going to go to them with a thank you to you. And I'm going to read a Donald Trump quote that's in his Twitter today talking about one of those idiots. that surround him. In this case, Anthony Scaramucci. He has a great takedown in Scaramucci, a real smackdown. So I'm going to go to that, and then I'm going to go to some other callers. But thank you to Robert there in California. So let me go to Donald Trump's Twitter account here, and we're going to get to you, Wayne in Texas. We're going to get to you next. Let me see. And Murr, hang on there. I haven't forgotten you. Let me get to Donald Trump today. He says, here's Donald Trump talking about what Robert was talking about. One of these people surrounding him who are really deep staters. And, you know, here's what he says. He says, Anthony Scaramucci, this he wrote this 12 hours ago, is a highly unstable nut job who was with other candidates in the primary who got shellacked and then unfortunately wheedled his way into my campaign. I barely knew him until his 11 days of gross incompetence made a fool of himself, bad on TV, abused staff, got fired. He wrote a very nice book about me just recently. Now, the book is a lie? Said his wife was driving him crazy. Something big, quoting him, was happening with her. Getting divorced. He was a mental wreck. We didn't want him around. Now fake news puts him on like he was my buddy. So, folks, you've never seen a president take somebody. He does it all the time. He does it on a daily basis. But that's a takedown of this never-Trumper, deep state, fake Trump supporter, which was Anthony Scaramucci. Another example of I'll give you another example of a fake Trump supporter. I talk to my kids about this every time I see his face on TV. I actually met this guy at the Republican convention in St. Paul when I was running the Ron Paul rally. Who walks through my rally but Karl Rove? And so I walked a block with Karl Rove, you know, shoulder to shoulder with Karl Rove. What a dope. What a never Trumper. But you can see him on TV now. He's wheedled, just as Donald Trump said there. Karl Rove, who the only thing he believes in is Karl Rove, same as Scaramucci believes in Scaramucci. He's wheedled his way onto the Fox network. As if he is a Trump supporter, which he was a never Trumper, folks. And so there, Robert is right. There's a whole gaggle of these people, all you know, clamoring around Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't have you know enough hours in the day that he can sort all of these people out. So and Robert is correct. You can't blame him for all of these people who are. You know, trying to climb onto his administration. You know, what can the poor guy do? He only has, you know, 12, in his case, probably about 20 waking hours a day in which to accomplish all these things. Let us go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, James. Good show this evening.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call because I just had to disagree a little bit with Robert. On a couple things. Ron Paul, his time has come and gone. He was a great man, and I think he had a lot of great ideas, but I don't think he was willing to stand up to the establishment like Trump has done. I mean, you just look at the accomplishments with Trump and what he's tried to do despite a lot of opposition, you know, fighting illegal immigration, taking on China. And for a lot of people's information, through Trump's efforts and his trade staff, we've collected almost $60 billion in tariff revenue from China over this recent period. So that's something Ron Paul and the rest of these presidents we've had recently wouldn't even thought of doing. So, you know, again, that's a big feather in his cap there. Helping the vets, helping blue-collar workers, keeping factories. I mean, again, he's pulling off almost a minor miracle. I'm not really keen on some of his associations. But, again, I think he's having to play a game a certain way because, as we all know, the last president tried to take on the Federal Reserve like Trump has didn't end up so good in Dallas. So I think I give him a lot of credit for really you know, trying to ratchet down the rates and everything, even though the Fed has fought Trump there, where I think after Trump was elected, there were like six or seven rate increases to stunt growth of the economy, but Trump was still able to push through with some of his efforts and his team. So
he tweets,
you just can't tell me Trump's
Wayne,
not.
Wayne, you are a prophet, Wayne, because today the president tweets exactly on the subject you just mentioned of too many rate increases.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And just to go back to, you know, a couple other things, you know, how could someone say he's not succeeding when he has tens of thousands of people at his rallies, people that can't make it in are camping out outside, watching the show from there, driving miles, miles and miles to get there, and standing in rain. It's crazy.
Wayne, I ought to turn the microphone off to you. You're a better Trump supporter than I am. I love you, brother. You do a better job than I do. Thanks, Wayne. I love your calls. More articulate than I am. We'll be right back, folks.
And like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. A man is hard to be. We were just enjoying a phone call from Wayne there in Texas. And, you know, you are, you know, as Mike Ribeiro says, you are the best educated audience around. It's just, you're wonderful people. And I love, and I say, you know, when I get something wrong, correct me, please. There's so many of you out there that have better memory than I do. Any number of you are much better informed on some particular subject than I am. It's just a wonderful audience. And the Mike Rivero gets it right. The left forgot about one thing, knowledge. That's their Achilles heel, is knowledge. And the of course, the internet has been the great avenue through which knowledge has been propagated. They really didn't count on the invention of the internet, step one. Well, the invention of the personal computer, that's step one. They really didn't. Who could have foreseen this? IBM didn't get it. You know, that famous story about IBM giving a young upstart Bill Gates a contract to write a operating system, an OS, for they were playing around with something called a personal computer, like, it's like a toy, you know, big deal. And what is this? You know, we're IBM, we're mainframe, we're big stuff, we're big iron. What are these stupid little personal computers? So give that contract. Who's that guy over there in, you know, the Bay Area, or, you know, in Washington? Give him the contract for that silly operating system, for that silly computer. And they actually put in the language, Bill Gates, he made his $100 billion on this one thing. In that contract with the IBM, he got the clause in there that he owns, if he writes an operating system for IBM, which they are paying him to do, he gets to own the operating system. Oh, the biggest business mistake in the history of business by some dumb bunny at IBM. But they, you know, so I'm saying, you know, not only did the left not see the personal computer coming, IBM didn't see the personal computer coming. And they, by the way, they've been left in the dust. Microsoft has left IBM in the dust. Isn't that amazing? But then
one last comment, James?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, one last comment, and I'll get off for the other lady to get on. But, you know, a lot of these anti-Trump knuckleheads have got to, you know, understand something. When you save jobs or bring them back in, it's immeasurable, the benefit to the communities, to the families, to the tax revenues, and all that. I mean, you just can't begin to calculate it, because you're keeping more people working, you're keeping the community together, and most importantly, families together. This is at a time when, you know, so many forces are trying to tear the families apart.
6 million jobs. Wayne, that ripple effect.
People would give him.
Yeah, Wayne said it, folks, and I pardon me, I should just put Wayne on and sit back and enjoy the Wayne Show. You're good, Wayne.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, well, you're quite welcome, and I mean it. I really mean it. Well, tune in again tomorrow night. We'll have more Wayne for you, maybe. We're lucky. See you then. So long.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.